In just a few hours from now, we will begin the fast day, the Yom Tzom of Tisha B'Av. And it's on this day that we commemorate the destruction of our first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash. But this is not a day about mourning for buildings. Structures come, structures go, structures are raised, and structures can be rebuilt. We mourn on this day of Tisha B'Av all that has been lost from Klal Yisrael over the last 2,000 years. Yes, we mourn the absence of the temples, of the Batei Mikdash, but not because we mourn a structure, but because the Beis HaMikdash represented an intensified presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world. And without that Beis HaMikdash, our world is different. Without our Beis HaMikdash, our lives are different. Without our Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael is different. But we mourn the loss of life. We mourn the millions of lives lost during the destruction of the first and second temples. But in every subsequent calamity, the Inquisition, the Crusades, the Holocaust, terrorism, we mourn every single neshama. We mourn every single man, woman, and child who has been taken from us, sometimes in the most brutal and horrible of ways. We mourn for all that Klal Yisrael has lost over the last 2,000 years. There's an incredible pasuk in Eicha, and the pasuk in the beginning of Eicha, which we'll read tonight, pasuk Beis, the first chapter, the second pasuk, Behosiv kebalayla. Remember again, Megillas Eicha, the Navi Yirmiyahu, describes Yerushalayim as a mourning woman. A woman in mourning. Behosiv kebalayla, she cries at night, V'dimasa alecheya, and her tears are on her cheeks. So the way we normally understand that phrase, it's a reference to crying. You know, sometimes a person cries, their eyes become a little misty, the tears well up a little bit by the corners of their eyes, but there's not enough tears to roll down the cheek. But not so by mournful Yerushalayim. She cries, and not only does she cry, but there's a deluge of tears. V'dimasa alecheya, the tears run down her cheeks, but the Medrash says something amazing. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah writes, what does it mean, dimasa alecheya, that her tears are on his cheek? And the Medrash says, you know, when our enemies came into the Beis HaMikdash, tafsu es habachurim v'kafsu yidein l'achorein. You know, in the kinos we discuss how the Kohanim, who tried to defend the Beis HaMikdash to their last breath, were treated and brutalized in such terrible ways. And one of the things the Medrash says that happens is they were taken, they were captured, first by the Babylonians, then by the Romans, and their hands were tied behind their backs. And the Medrash writes, v'hayu bochen, they would cry. V'hayu dema'os yardos alechayehen, they would cry, their tears would come down their cheeks. V'lo hayu yicholen lekanchan, and they were unable to dry their tears. They were unable to dry their tears because their hands were bound. V'noshros alechayehen kesareves hashchin, and the tears simply remained on the cheek. Says the Medrash, that's what it means. V'dimasa alechaya, the tears are on the cheek because there's no way to clear them. There's no way to dry them, because my hands are bound behind my back. You know, when you cry, there's a reflexive reaction to dry your tears. But on Tisha B'Av, v'dimasa alechaya, the tears are on my cheek, my hands are bound, and I cannot dry them. And I think that Chazal were teaching us in the Medrash and Yirmiyahu and the Navi teaching us something amazing. You know, people like to say that time heals all wounds. But anyone who's ever suffered tragedy or trauma knows that that is false. Time does not heal wounds. Time gives you perspective. Time allows you to take things from your frontal lobe and push it back. Time allows you the ability to take things from your ever-present consciousness and perhaps move it back to your subconscious. But time doesn't heal wounds. That's v'dimasa alechiyah. The tears are still on my face. You know, my dear friends, the tears of the first Beis HaMikdash are on my cheeks, and the tears from the second Beis HaMikdash still run down my face, and the tears from the 6 million Kiddoshim cover not just my face, but cover my body in that deluge of sadness. The tears don't go away. The tears remain. And part of the power of Tisha B'Av is our ability to encounter those tears, our ability to embrace those tears, our ability to recognize, because it's those tears that you can't wipe away, those tears that never go away, that truly make us part of Am Yisrael. But dimasa alecheya, But dear friends, the secret of Am Yisrael is that despite the fact that the tears remain on my cheek, we still find the koach to move forward. See, sometimes you would think that if the tears remain on your cheeks, that means you're mired, you're stuck in your sadness. If the tears are still on my cheeks, that means my vision is clouded, I can't see anything. But the great anomaly, mystery, and yet overwhelming strength of Am Yisrael is that although at times my hands are bound behind me and I cannot dry my tears, the pain doesn't go away. The pain remains, and it's remained with me for the last 2,000 years. That pain does not render me immobile. That pain does not prevent me from moving forward. So I keep my tears with me. They're on my cheek because I can't wipe them away. How can I wipe them away? To wipe my tears away means to put my sadness in the past, to remove the vestiges of my sadness. But I still feel the pain, because time does not heal all wounds. We've been mourning for 2,000 years, and you would have thought if time would heal all wounds, we've definitely given it enough time. Time doesn't heal wounds. Time gives you perspective. Time gives you insight. Time gives you a different outlook, but it doesn't heal. The tears remain on my cheeks. But the greatness of Tisha B'Av is that although I will cry, and once again I will be unable to fully dry my tears, I will still find the koach to move forward. I will still find the strength to continue the journey. I will still find the strength to continue to grow, to continue to build, to continue to live. This is the sadness of Tisha B'Av, but this is the greatness of Tisha B'Av. V'dimasa lecheya, the tears will always remain with me, but they will not immobilize me. Let us hope that in the merit of crying pure and precious tears this Tisha B'Av over all that we have lost, while at the same time redoubling our resolve to move forward and to accomplish, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu see fit that this will be the last Tisha B'Av that you will have to observe. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the koach to dry our tears, finally do so. And may we merit the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira bi'ameinu. Amen. Wishing everyone a meaningful and uplifting Tisha B'Av.